Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here and welcome back to The Calm Within. Today we're diving into something super crucial, something that often gets overlooked in the hustle and bustle of life. Cultivating compassion and empathy towards ourselves. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, comparing yourself to others and beating yourself up for every little misstep? You know that feeling when self-criticism feels like a broken record stuck on repeat? Well, friends, it's time to hit the pause button and turn that record off. Because let's be real, we wouldn't treat our best friends with the same harshness and negativity we sometimes direct at ourselves. Think about it. Would you berate your bestie for spilling coffee or having a bad day? Probably not. So why are we so quick to tear ourselves down? This isn't about becoming soft or letting ourselves off the hook when we mess up. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and grace that we would extend to those we love most. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more compassion and empathy towards yourself. 1. Acknowledge your inner critic. First step is recognizing that negative self-talk exists. Become aware of those critical voices in your head, the ones whispering doubts and insecurities. Once you identify them, you can start challenging their validity. Remember, these thoughts are not facts. They're just interpretations, often based on fear or past experiences. 2. Practice self-acceptance. We're all a work in progress, constantly evolving and learning. Embrace your imperfections, they make you unique. Instead of striving for some unattainable ideal, focus on accepting yourself as you are right now, with all your strengths and weaknesses. Think about it like this. You wouldn't expect a plant to blossom overnight, would you? It takes time, nurturing, and patience. Be patient with yourself too. 3. Cultivate mindfulness. Take a step back from the constant whirlwind of thoughts and emotions. Practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing to ground yourself in the present moment. When you're more aware of your thoughts and feelings, you can choose how to respond instead of reacting impulsively. Or, show yourself kindness. Treat yourself with the same compassion and care that you would offer a loved one. Talk to yourself with kindness, celebrate your accomplishments, big or small, and forgive yourself for mistakes. Remember, everyone makes them. Think about it. Would you say you're such an idiot to a friend who tripped and fell? Probably not. But we often say those things to ourselves, right? Let's change that script. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this journey alone. Connect with friends, family, or a therapist for support and encouragement. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating, and knowing you're not alone can make a world of difference. Let me tell you about a time when I really needed to practice self-compassion. I was working on a big project, and everything felt overwhelming. Deadlines loomed, emails piled up, and I was constantly second-guessing myself. I remember staring at the computer screen, feeling paralyzed by anxiety. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, I took a step back. I reminded myself that it's okay to feel stressed sometimes and that perfection wasn't the goal. I took a deep breath, went for a walk, and came back with a fresh perspective. I broke down the project into smaller, more manageable tasks and focused on making progress one step at a time. By being kind to myself and acknowledging my limitations, I was able to navigate that stressful situation successfully. So remember, cultivating compassion and empathy towards yourself is an ongoing practice, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep learning and growing. Embrace your imperfections because they make you beautifully human. Ready to take action? Start by writing down 3 things you love about yourself, no matter how small. Then, next time you catch yourself engaging in negative self-talk, challenge those thoughts with a compassionate response. You got this. And as always, keep that inner calm within reach. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of stoic wisdom to navigate the ups and downs of life together. Until then, stay strong, stay kind, and stay amazing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.